GOP lines up against Biden's green environmentalist infrastructure plan. By Wendell Hasebo on April 2, 2021. President Joe Biden's infrastructure proposal is facing GOP criticism over divergent line items unrelated to classical infrastructure investment. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, highlighted what she believes to be the bill's composition, encompassing items beyond traditional investments in railways, bridges, and roads to include subsidies for eldercare, affordable housing, and research and development to address the warming of the globe. Not even 6% of President Joe Biden's massive $2 trillion infrastructure bill would be used to build roads and bridges, Blackburn said. Biden's plan includes the largest tax hike in nearly three decades. But of course, coastal elites will have their taxes slashed. It will strip Americans of their right to work by forcing them to join Democrat-backed unions. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise echoed Blackburn's concern about tax hikes Thursday, which would spur companies to start moving their jobs overseas again. When you raise taxes, companies start moving their jobs overseas again, like they were doing when we had high taxes a few years ago. That means we lose middle-class jobs, Scalise stated. Even so, tax hikes are just one item included in the administration's proposal. Joel Polak of Breitbart News reported, Biden's plan mentions racial equity, inequity, injustice, or inequality no fewer than nine times. Indeed, Biden's Department of Transportation has paused a highway widening project in Houston, Texas, citing Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as legal justification, Breitbart News reported. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel observed Thursday that Joe Biden's infrastructure plan is not really about infrastructure. It is another multi-trillion dollar far-left wish list. Green New Deal-like global warming initiatives are also central items included in the scope of Biden's $2.25 trillion proposal, as he announced the plan would include an effort to increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the U.S. and reduce and eliminate carbon dioxide emissions in relation to climate change. Scalise pushed back, stating those green measures would run jobs out of America. For the folks that think that man is destroying the earth, these policies, that are probably written by China, because China benefits the most, are going to send more jobs to China and emit more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Scalise said before adding, when you run these jobs out of America, it's just going to be made in China or India where they emit five times more carbon dioxide, so you're going to actually put more CO2 in the atmosphere. How would anybody in America come up with a policy that's stupid? He exclaimed. Along with additional measures to increase the Internal Revenue Service's ability to audit businesses while limiting right-to-work laws, Biden has set forth social welfare provisions to include improving school kitchens for better prepared nutritious meals for students and boosting services for elder care. The large swath of items in the transportation bill has not escaped House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's notice. It is the latest example of Bidenomics in action: blind faith in government spending and regulations, blank checks for left-wing ideologues, and far less money and freedom for families, small businesses, and workers, he wrote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said he believes the efforts are like a Trojan horse. It's called infrastructure, but inside the Trojan horse, it's going to be more borrowed money and massive tax increases on all the productive parts of our economy, he said.